Community Conversations today brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. It's 808, and joining us, we have Aubrey Michael from the Charles City FFA. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing excellent, and so is the Charles City FFA, for that matter. Let's get started into it. You're actually here pulling double duty, talking about two different things. Let's go ahead and start on Nationals coming up beginning tomorrow. What's going on?
So we're traveling down to National Convention tomorrow morning. We leave bright and early, and we'll be down there. We'll be getting back on Saturday.
And you are going where?
We're going to Indianapolis, Indiana. We're staying in an Airbnb, a really nice Airbnb, and we're going to accept a couple awards. We're going to watch Brady Frost accept his American Farmer finalist. It's really amazing.
Do all kinds of fun things.
Yes.
Learn all sorts of stuff as well.
Yes, I'm sure. They host workshops that we're expected to attend. I think Spurgeon's giving us an assignment, so he knows that we attended one of the workshops.
Of course, we're
attending a bunch of the sessions, and you learn a lot from all the sessions that they give.
So that's going to be a long
week. Very exciting.
Coming up tomorrow through Saturday. Now, the main reason you're here is to talk about the annual Charles City Veterans Day program, which is coming up, obviously, on Veterans Day morning. Aubrey, for those who haven't attended one of these programs before, talk about what's planned for this year.
So every year, it's kind of the same basis. We have a pastor come in, we have a guest speaker, a military student, so a high school student who's going into the military from the senior class, talk. We have a bunch of our musical groups perform. We have Rhymes with Orange, the Comet Band, and the Comet Choir. Our pastor this year is Matt Howlett. Our guest speaker is Jeremy Bond. Obviously, Dean Andrews is the mayor, so he'll be coming and talking. Noah Morris is going to be our military student who's talking. Yeah.
And how have you, as FFA members, been preparing for the program?
So a lot of it has just been calling and getting people lined up to come. Like, so we had to reach out to Matt Howlett. We had to reach out to Jeremy Bond. Like, we had to reach out to everybody so we could have people talking. And it's kind of just planning on where we need things and when we need them and, like, the exact location we need them.
Sure. Now, the Charles City FFA has been the one in charge of this program, setting it up and getting things going for the better part of several years now. Talk about what it means to you and your classmates to help lead this tribute.
I feel like for my classmates, it's just a fun experience to get to be a part of. For me, it's the impact that I'm leaving on both kids and people who have fought for our country. I've loved the Veterans Day program since I was in middle school. It's always been a thing that I've looked forward to during the year because you learn a little bit of something each time, whether it's from the military student or from it's from the guest speaker. You kind of learn a little bit of something. It's a great experience for the kids to be able to watch and getting to recognize the people who fought for our country.
And you guys do a tremendous job of putting things together each and every year, so I commend you guys for that.
We've been going for the
better part of at least 5 years broadcasting that live.
Yeah. So this is a community-wide event.
Yes, it is.
For anyone who wants to attend from the community, talk about where they go and when they should be there.
So it's a Tuesday, November 11th. At 10:15 a.m., it's when the program will start, and it's at the Charles City Middle School.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you very much, Aubrey, for joining us, and good luck to the FFA students coming up this week, and we'll talk to you probably on Veterans Day.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Aubrey Michael, once again, from the Charles City FFA, talking about Charles City Veterans Day service on Veterans Day. How many times can I say Veterans Day?